Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, a nice rendition of the Star Spangled Banner to get us underway here tonight from the Brave Cave. And now we will go through and look at our starting lineups as they announce them. Looks like for Oscoda, we're going to have number 12, Gage Woodward, number 14, Connor McNichol, and then 21, 22, and 24. So that's Michael Miles, Jaden Allman, and Thad Sprague is how Coach Poland will put him out on the floor tonight. And countering from Whittemore, Coach Lomason's going to start Brady Oliver. He wears number one. He's a senior. Number three is going to get the start tonight, William LaFranca. He's a sophomore. Logan Aiello, a junior, wearing number five, will get the start. 11, Ashton Hunt. He's just another senior. And the last starter down there on the very end of the bench from Whittemore.
That's Dylan Cockrell, I
believe. Is Dylan Cockrell, who wears number 21. So those are our starters, and we're going to hear from T.D. Haskins to announce them to all the people here. Are you kind of shocked how few people are here right now?
Yeah, it's I would expect a little better turnout, but, you know, it's one of those situations where neither team has probably, you know, lived up to expectations or had a, you know, a outstanding season. I think you'll see more come Wednesday, Friday night.
Logan Aiello, I tell you, the people that are here are loud. Whittemore Prescott traveled pretty good. They're down to our left. Looks like the Owls fans are over to our right, Jeff, and across the way, it looks like Tawas players, Tawas coaches, and some Tawas fans doing a little scouting tonight.
Yeah, probably coming in and checking things out and see what they can take a look at, see if they can get a little insight. You know, what's your thoughts on the overall, how this bracket shakes out, Kurt? Any prediction before we tip off?
I don't think Tawas can be beat in this bracket.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Well, I think certainly they have the opportunity. They're playing at home. You know, they obviously have the better record, have played the better competition. I will tell you, here's my dark horse is Alcona.
Okay.
Alcona's got some athletes. I think that they can give them some problems. And the other thing, you know, when you've got a team like Tawas, loves to shoot the three. You live by the three, you can die by the three.
Well, I don't see Alcona having any problem with Gilbert Lewiston in what's going to be our first game on Wednesday, you and I. And then our second game will be the winner of this one we're about to do, and the Tawas Braves. And I don't think Tawas has been tested by either one of these two teams really hard this year.
No, I don't think so. And I think it would take a pretty, you know, momentous upset to some degree, especially if, you know, Oscoda was to get through tonight. You know, if they got their point guard back, they might be able to give them a little bit of run. Oscoda did play very, very well against Tawas for a half. In a game that we did here just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I feel like they definitely could, you know, could give them a run. But we'll see. I think we're in for a great game tonight, Kurt.
Everything's good in the world. It's Ben Murphy, our famous photographer from the Iasco County Press, is also here with us tonight. Ron Lamrock's in the building shooting some photos. So should be pretty easy, Jeff. All we got to do is call this game. They'll bring him out to center court. Logan Aiello will step in against number 14, Connor McNichol, to take the jump. Wiltsy and Kano, two of the officials tonight, keeping everything in order. And here we go. We are underway with district basketball. Oscoda wins the tip. Quick headman pass and a right-hander off the glass. Won't go. And that's hauled down by number 21, Dylan Cockrell, for Whittemore. Whittemore will work the ball around the top of the perimeter. Brady Oliver, they work it down in the corner to Aiello. Back up top to LaFranca, to Oliver. LaFranca with a shot. That goes off the back iron and hauled down nicely by Michael Miles. He'll need to have a big night tonight.
Solid rebound. Good opening possession there for the Cardinals. They move the ball around. Cardinals coming out in man-to-man.
Little tip away out top as Miles had his ball, the ball strip. Gets it over to the side now to Thad Sprague. Sprague gets it over to Woodward, who loses his dribble, and he pops it back out to Miles. Miles gets into the paint, then loses his dribble, picks it up, gets it up top to Woodward, gets it back. Miles for three. Count it.
That's a big opening bucket for Osco to move the ball well. Got the defense shifting just a little bit there. And we'll see here if that can give them a little bit of a spark. 1-3-1 defense coming out for Oscoda.
First three of the night, first points of the night. Whittemore Prescott now works it around the top of this zone that Oscoda's working. They go inside the paint, fire it underneath, and that's the first turnover over the night as Whittemore Prescott throws it away underneath.
Now, we talked about that. They're going to need to keep, you know, take care of the basketball. It's going to be a big key to the game tonight.
Definitely.
Full court press here for the Cardinals coming out of the out of bounds.
They get it into Miles, who gets tied up, and they're going to call a jump ball possession arrow. And I think it'll stay with Oscoda to start here.
Good hands by Ashton right there. Reaching in and taking it away. No, it's going to be the Cardinal ball here.
Cardinal ball, so it will go down as a turnover for Oscoda. Cardinals get it in underneath, and a puppy, but it's blocked. Nice block by Miles underneath. Another shot won't go. Really short to hit the line, and they're going to turn it over to Oscoda as the ball went out of bounds.
Really nice recovery right there on the Oscoda, and that was a great play out of bounds. Got him a wide-open look and just couldn't convert.
Full court pressure again by Whittemore. Owls break it. Get it over and get it down, get it underneath, but chipped away. Michael Miles thought about a three. Instead, he'll take it around out top and then go through the lane. And stripped out of his hands by number 11, Ashton Hunt. And that's a turnover again for Oscoda. Oscoda works the ball up around the top. Ashton Hunt over to LaFranca. Pops it inside to Dylan Cockrell. And 12 Blue's going to take a foul here underneath. That'll go on Gage Woodward, his first of the quarter. Team's first. 5:48 left, just 3-0 here, our score. Whittemore Prescott gets it in. Kick it out to Oliver. Thought about it. Gets it inside to Cockrell. Cockrell lost his dribble, puts it on the ground. Ball rattles around, and the Cardinals turn it over.
I'd like to see Oliver take that shot. He had a really nice open look for the three. We talked about that. I want to see him be aggressive.
Oscoda gets it into the top of the paint. Free throw line extended. Kick it back out to Miles. Miles works it. Takes a three-pointer. Count it. Michael Miles has got all six of the Oscoda points at this time.
He can keep them in the ballgame. There's no doubt about it. When he gets hot, look out.
Brady Oliver brings it back down now for Whittemore. Tipped away by Miles. Oliver works it down into the corner. A little bounce pass into the lane. Shot this time. Oliver won't go off the rim. Rattles around. Rebound pulled down by number 12, Gade Woodward. And he slows it down. Hands it off to Miles. And Oscoda doing a very good job early here working their offense.
Good pressure out front by Ashton Hunt. And he's going to get the five-second call. Really nice defense. Picked him up right at half court, and again, just early turnover for, you know, so lack of movement on the Oscoda end.
Yeah, Coach Poland's not going to be happy with that
call. And here's a quick three by Whittemore. It bounces out. Oliver rebounds and tries to dump it in, and there's another turnover for Whittemore Prescott as Oscoda will bring it up.
Three turnovers each way. Oscoda ball. Miles brings it over to timeline. Gets it to Woodward. Works it around to the side, over to Jaden Allman. Allman gets it underneath, ball blocked. Gets a rebound underneath, and that was a beautiful play by Connor McNichol. As McNichol put a shot up, they got blocked, got his own rebound, went back up and scored. And it's 8-0 now for Oscoda. Whittemore Prescott desperately needs a hoop. They get it up top. Cockrell gets it down low. Three-pointer, won't go off the back iron. Ripped down underneath. Rebound came down to Logan Aiello, and he went to put it back up, and he gets fouled And I believe he'll go to the line for two, Jeff.
Credit Ashton Hunt on that. He took the three-pointer. He could see that it was going to be off. He went in there and fouled a shot. I love to see that from these young players because it's one of those lost arts. It's like the lost art of the mid-range jumper, right? Nobody wants to do it, but he went in there and kept the ball alive. And
they remain scoreless.
Just can't get the lid off the rim right now.
Right.
So.
Logan Aiello misses the first of a two free throw trip. Take another shot at it here. Puts it on the floor three times. Nice rotation. And there we go. Whittemore finally breaks the ice. Gets their first point of the game. 8-1 now. 3:51 left in the first quarter. Miles sprints it over to timeline. Right into the paint. Makes a little move with a Euro step. And a nice, nice block by Logan Aiello. He knocked it out of bounds, but a good defensive play there by Aiello.
That was a travel back in my day, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what you call a Euro step
is
now.
Is that what that is? Okay.
They'll throw it in from underneath. Jaden Allman gets it to Woodward. They chop it underneath to Thad Sprague. Thad Sprague has it ripped out of his hand. Ball on the floor. Finally picked up by Woodward, gets it back out top to Miles to avoid the turnover.
Both teams being aggressive, getting on the floor. Nice dish inside and shot just off. Loose ball. Looks like we're going to stay here with Oscoda.
Knocked out by Whittemore Prescott. Real nice move for a nice look. Put it up and just wouldn't go for him.
Yeah. McNichol doing a nice job down low. He's got good size.
Miles for three. Count it. He's got nine now. All the points for Oscoda except for one. Brady Oliver brings it back up. Gets it down underneath inside. Nice backhand rebound and layup as William LaFranca.
Really nice look by Oliver. And turnover by Oscoda. Here comes Whittemore. And inside, shot up, no.
Rebound. They get it back up top. Chooses not to fire the three. Gets it in the corner. Up top, now he fires. William LaFranca. And he lights it up from outside. And Whittemore's within five. Oscoda getting pressure again. Full court pressure on Oscoda. They fire it down low, and that's how you break the press. Nice quick passes underneath. Up for a shot. That miss, Sprague with the rebound. And that's going to be two shots as Sprague pulled the rebound down, went to put it back up. And he got hit by number five, got pushed by Logan Aiello.
At the line will be Thad Sprague shooting in two.
First free throw, a little bit short, and we get our first substitution of the game. You had mentioned that as well. Oscoda not real deep, especially tonight with Malik out of the game. So we'll see if Whittemore Prescott can put on a little bit more pressure here and maybe make them get into that bench just a little bit as the second one also goes awry. And rebound by the Cardinals. Here they come. Ball in the corner, back out top. Shot is up and nothing but net. That's LaFranca who's feeling it.
Pulls Whittemore to within two with 2:08 left and a timeout for Coach Poland. We'll take one with him right here on 103.3 Hits FM. We'll be back. Kurt Reinberger, Jeff Erickson back with you in the Brave Cave. It's 11 right now for Oscoda, 9 for Whittemore Prescott. Oscoda brings the ball in their own end to full court pressure and another giveaway. Underneath, Whittemore Prescott went up on a fake shot and they landed on top of him and he'll go to the free throw line, I believe. I don't think it was on the floor. Nope, they're going to say it's underneath.
Pressure getting to Oscoda in the backcourt and Cardinals taking advantage. Here we go. Inbound pass and worked around up top.
Brady Oliver looking to get a shot. Inside the paint goes up. Nice right-handed finger roll. And Dylan Cockrell gets a nice bucket to pull it even at 11. Oscoda struggling right now with the full court zone. Underneath, nice way to break the press there. And a bucket as the reward by Connor McNichol underneath.
That's how you do it. You get the ball up. That ball never touched the floor. Great execution by the Oscoda Owls as nearly another turnover, but
Dylan Broughton tried to get one off in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound hauled down by Connor McNichol. And Mike Miles will bring it back over the timeline with 1:10 left. They get it right up top. They turn. Sprague goes through the paint, off the window, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Brady Oliver. Oliver goes up for a layup, and he's going to get it and one as they're going to call a block on it. Great individual effort by Brady Oliver.
Well, and that's what you got to see. Get him up in the half court. I mentioned that. He might be the most athletic kid out on the floor right now, and he just needs to be more aggressive. But I love that take. He got out into the open floor, saw the space, and took it right to the hole, and he's going to get rewarded with the old-time chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, we call it the old-fashioned as Oliver will go to the line with 56 seconds left. Howie enters the game here also for Whittemore Prescott. He's in there with Dylan Broughton as well. Misses the free throw. Rebound comes out long and picked up by Jaden Allman. So now Oscoda, with under 50 here in the first quarter, will have the ball and possibly think about one last shot here, tied at 13. Free throw line extended back to Miles for three. Won't go this time. Looks like they might call an over the back.
Yeah,
they're going to get Connor McNichol.
They're going to get McNichol over the back and give some credit there to the much smaller Dylan Cockrell. Got a really nice box out and forced the foul as he's going to have to come out of the game with a couple of fouls here in the first quarter, and that would be huge for Oscoda if he's got to spend any time on the bench.
Coach Poland gives him a little for what it's worth on the bench when he comes off. 33 now. Howie for three. Won't go. Rebound snagged out of midair by Michael Miles.
Good athletic
really nice rebound.
Absolutely.
24 seconds now. We're tied at 13. Miles drives the paint. Into the lane, won't go. Rebound gets knocked around, and it's going to remain an Oscoda ball as nobody could pull the board down. So they'll have 16 to get it done now here to end the first quarter.
That's a tough matchup for Ashton Hunt trying to guard Miles. I would like to see if they maybe could put Brady Oliver on him to give him a little bit more athleticism.
They get it into the backcourt to Nick Snyder. Snyder gets it to Miles. Miles with seven. Looking to work his magic. He gets into the circle, shoots. Won't go. It's short. Rebound underneath him. Perfect timing on that is Thad Sprague. Put it right back up as the clock expired. At the end of one, Oscoda 15 and the Cardinals 13. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM. Something Jeff and I like to do every game is thank our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena. Coletta Air of Oscoda, Michigan, Subway in Oscoda, Kevin Humrick House at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Pinconning, and Standish, and the Oscoda Area Chiropractic Center. This game's also brought to you in part by Oscoda Area Schools, a local school of choice and proud sponsor of high school sports. And here we are underway, ready to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, good first quarter, Kurt.
Owls will start with the ball. Miles thinking about three because he's made a bunch. There it goes. Won't go. That's off a little bit. And this time Brady Oliver hauls the board down. Heads back the other way. Athletic move. And he gets fouled in midair on a very acrobatic layup attempt.
Well, that was a nice take. You know, he saw a little bit of a lane to the bucket, and he took it, and he's going to get rewarded with the opportunity to shoot a couple here, and that's a second foul on number 21 Miles. That would be huge, and he's going to have to go to the bench here. A couple of the guys that we talked about in the pregame are already sitting on the sideline here with two fouls.
Yeah, Connor McNichols is on the bench now. So is Miles. They bring back Gage Woodward. And Drayton Williams is also in the game right now. And Coach Lomason answers by bringing his two starters, William LaFranca and Logan Aiello, back into the game. And they're going to go with pressure right out of the gate. Oscoda ball, 15-14 on top right now, 7:38 left in the second. Inbound to Woodward. Woodward give up his dribble and got fouled right away. It's either going to be on, it's going to be on one Brady Oliver. So that's his first of the afternoon.
Yeah, just the second for the Cardinals. They've been able to play pretty good defense without fouling, and they're in pretty good shape here with only two fouls here to begin the second quarter.
Oscoda one away from the bonus. Oscoda will get it over the timeline. Gage Woodward dribbles it, gets it in top to Sprague, gets it underneath on a nice pass, but no finish there from Drayton Williams, and a rebound by Howie, and Howie will start it back the other way. Tries to get it underneath. They get it to Oliver, back up top to Howie. Howie works it around, steps inside the circle, fake shot in the corner, gets into the paint and tries to get one off, and he's going to get a push, and that's going to go on Thad Sprague. And another foul against Oscoda. That's going to be number seven, Jeff.
Yep, we're going to go to a 1-1 here. It's been an interesting lineup here for the Cardinals. Coach Lomason trying to utilize some of the smaller, quicker guys here a little bit, and I would anticipate a lot of pressure here until they get their best ball handler back in the game, and at that point, that's Miles. As LaFranca is going to make his first free throw here, and that's 9 already for William LaFranca.
And he also ties it up at 15. He'll offer the second one off the back iron. Rebound hauled down by Oscoda. And that's Nick Schneider picking up his first board of the day. Gets it to Woodward. Woodward dribbles up top on Brady Oliver. Good matchup up top. Two talented Garden defender. Woodward lost his dribble and turned it over. That's not something Coach Poland's going to like to see.
Good hands by LaFranca.
Howie for three. Won't go. And let's see if they're going over the back or if they're going possession arrow.
Looks like they're going to get the Oscoda player over the back. I couldn't tell that who that was. Looks like they're going to call it on Snyder.
Yeah.
That's going to be his second already. So foul starting to mount up here a little bit for Oscoda, and they're not very deep like we've talked about.
And we talked about in the pregame, right? Don't turn the ball over. Make your free throws. First one's on the way off the iron, won't go. Nice rebound by Sprague. Gets it to Woodward, and Woodward trips the timeline. And he'll work again on Brady Oliver. Woodward pushing off a little bit, hands it off. That's Snyder. Snyder gets it up top over to Allman. Allman to Woodward, makes a move. They get it back up top now to Snyder.
Nice defense by the Cardinals. That's going to cause Coach Poland to have to take a timeout.
We're going to take one with him. We'll be right back on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back with you in a knotted up 15-15 second quarter basketball game. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, Buresh Funeral Home of Oscoda, Prescott, Augre, Hale, Tawa City, and Twining, and Janice Tire and Auto of Oscoda and Tawa City. And they inbounded the ball here prior to the timeout being fulfilled, so they'll do it again and wait till the clock runs out. Hey, and look at that, Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. All of these sponsors we like to hear. Now they can't get the horn off.
That would be called a clock malfunction.
Now we're going to have to know how much time's left. There it is. That's not right.
I don't think that's right.
That's not right.
There we go.
6:12 left in the second quarter, 15-15. Owls inbound. Woodward works it. Takes it back out and around to the top, working out kind of toward the logo. Well outside the three area. Gets it inside to Drayton Williams. They pop it back out top to Woodward. Woodward works inside. Bunny hop. And looks like number three got him on the arm. So a foul on William LaFranca. Just their third of the half.
Yeah, fouls are 8-3, so it's starting to even out here a little bit. But Pretty good defense. Oscoda struggling a little bit to move the ball right now without a couple of their key players on the floor.
Inbound pass underneath. Nice job. Sprague goes up, won't go. Tries to get the rebound, but yanked down by Logan Aiello. And Whittemore will head back the other way, tied at 15. Good contest here. Up top, Brady Oliver looks down under to Howie and gets it into Howie. Howie will shoot it for two, won't go. Easy rebound for the Braves, Owls almost turned it over, but Nick Schneider heads the other way and he gets it to Woodward. Woodward working on Oliver. A little bit of a mismatch. Oliver's a little bit more of an athlete. Bounce pass to the top. Free throw line extended. Hand off. And Nick Schneider takes it to the hole, and he gets hit on the wrist. And he'll shoot two here.
He got bailed out a little bit. He was a little out of control, but he's going to have the opportunity to go to the line here with an opportunity to give the Owls a lead back. But, you know, this has kind of been a little bit of a lull here. Neither team can seem to get into the scoring column here in this part of the second quarter. So
there's a free throw knocked down, though. Good work there by Schneider. Gives the Oscoda Owls a one-point lead again. Whittemore's been close. They've tied it three times but have not had the lead. Schneider knocks the second one down, and now it's 17-15 with 5:11 left in our second half. They did not put the clock up right this time either. It's 17-15. I don't know how they did that, but Howie works the ball. Mark Howie dribbles around, got an open look, puts it up, way offline and hauled down for an easy rebound by Drayton Williams.
Yeah, that's not his game. He's trying to play point guard right now with Oliver out, and they might have to move Ashton Hunt over to the point as he'll check up top on Woodward.
Gage Woodward tries to get it back up top, does. Tries to make a move. Real good defense being played tonight by Whittemore. Little spin move. Top of the lane. Bounce pass hard underneath. Kicks it back out. Jaden Allman gets it to Woodward. Still has his dribble. Nice move. Little floater. Won't go. Rattled around and hauled down out of the air by Dylan Broughton as he picks up a big, important rebound. Howie thought about it from three. Couldn't get it. A lot of scrambling going on the floor. And they're going to call Howie for a travel.
And ultimately going to get a travel. That was just a bad possession,
just a mess
right there. Well, that's not his game. He needs to be at the off-guard position right now.
Oscoda makes some nice passes to break the press. They throw it underneath, and Oscoda wildly fires it out of bounds and turns it over. 3:49 left now. Oscoda's still holding on to a two-point lead.
Not a lot of flow going on right now. Just both teams struggling on the offensive end.
20 would be a big number for halftime right now from either team, I think. Howie for three. Won't go off the back iron. Whittemore had a chance to haul it down, but they don't. And then all the way down at the other end of the court for no apparent reason after a nice rebound by Jaden Allman. They pick up a foul, and those are the silly
those
ones
are
there.
The ones
those
that,
are the
those
ones
are the
you
ones
hate
that
to
kill
see.
You. Yeah, those are the ones that kill you and end up coming back. So Oliver coming back into the game, and I like this move. You know, Oscoda, you look over on that Oscoda bench, they've been able to survive, which you wondered when their two best players went out of the game if they'd been able to survive. But so far they've not only survived, but they're hanging on to the lead.
Yeah. Gage Woodward waits for the pick, goes around, gets through the paint. Crossover pass tipped away by Ashton Hunt, and it'll remain with Oscoda with 3:20 left. Inbounds comes up top to Woodward. Little pop and go inside. Won't go. Misses everything. Sprague, though, gets the rebound, puts it up. The officials are looking at each other to see who it's on. 33 white, so the foul's going to go on.
It's going to go on Broughton, and I think that they're going to count the bucket there, and they
are. Yeah, absolutely. Dylan Broughton. Sprague gets two. Chance for an old-fashioned here, and this is kind of big for Oscoda right now.
Bradson Belleville in the lineup.
Yeah, Belleville's going to come into the game for the first time. He'll check in for Broughton, who's going to take a seat. So
we got something going on here. We got a player that may have a cut lip. They sent him off the court. That's number 22, Jaden Allman. So he's going to have to put Connor McNichol back in the game.
Well,
Coach Poland actually not happy right now that the referee sent him to the bench.
Well, now they're sending him back.
And now they're sending him back out there.
On the floor. There we go.
And no harm, no foul. To the line goes Sprague to make it a three-point play. And he misses off the back iron. Rebound hauled down by Dylan Cockrell.
McNichol just chomping at the bit to get back in there. He gave a little tap to the back of his seat. He says, "Coach, put me in."
But, absolutely.
But I'll tell you, if they can maintain this lead with McNichol off the floor, there's a they're going to call a foul, looks like, on Branson Belleville for a pick. So
not really sure. Didn't see that one,
no,
Jeff. That was one of the ones that
I missed that one as well. Must have been something inside I didn't see, but Whittemore backing off on the pressure as well. I'm a little bit surprised. That seemed to be
that was their
really
energy
did.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Really surprised to see that right now.
Gage Woodward gets it inside. Pop shot for three, won't go. As Jaden Allman put it up. Rebound comes down and
wow, looks like we're going to stay here.
Get checked out of bounds by a white jersey.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think looks like they felt Cockrell knock that out.
Jaden inbounds. Allman inbounds out to Sprague. Goes all the way out to the three-point line. He's got to chase it down. Runs it through the paint. Puts it up. Won't go. Brady Oliver can't secure the rebound, but Allman does. Allman works it around. Hands it off to Gage Woodward. Woodward works around the corner. Hands it off. Way up top. Still working hard. Jaden Allman.
Travel? Yep.
And they're going to call a travel on Oscoda.
Good call. He took it and he tried to put it on the deck, but good defense by Oliver and forced the turnover. Here comes Whittemore. They need a bucket. It's been a while.
Yeah, badly. Brady Oliver back in the game. Thought about the three. That's Ashton Hunt. Hunt gets it over to LaFranca. LaFranca calls out a play. LaFranca works the middle, pops in, free throw line, won't go off the back glass.
Yep.
Hauled down by number 24, nice rebound again by Thad Sprague.
Yeah, it was.
And I tell you what, he's stepping up and playing today, Thad Sprague.
Yeah, he really is. They had to have somebody step up, and right now that's who it's been, as all of a sudden fouls have evened up, and Whittemore just cannot get anything going right now.
Right, and now we're going to have Oscoda at the free throw line, and after such a tight half, you'd hate to see this go to, you know, get away from Whittemore here at the end of the first half with a minute 50 left. Sprague with a nice free throw. Doing his part tonight for sure.
One of those games where you feel like a five-point lead might be insurmountable, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, Whittemore just, in my opinion, they need to get out and move the basketball. They're best when they're in transition. Get the ball up and go.
Second one won't go. Hauled down by LaFranca. So 20-15, largest lead of the night. Five for Oscoda. Brady Oliver for three, sends it up short. Nice rebound, though. Hauled down by Branson Belleville.
And
they chip it out of bounds and turn it over, the Cardinals do. Belleville picked himself up a rebound. No pressure again from Whittemore.
That's interesting.
1:33 left now in our first half. Gage Woodward slowly works it over the timeline. He trips it.
Using that off arm.
Yeah.
Oh, and he carried it. Wow.
No call, though. Gets it down low to Nick Schneider. Schneider makes a move through the paint. They're going to call a foul.
Not that time.
I didn't catch the number. 21, though, is who it is. So that's going to be Dylan Cockrell's second. And it'll send Oscoda to shoot again. Nick Schneider will go to the line. Makes the first one.
Nice looking free throw.
Yeah.
Dylan Donaghy in the lineup for the Cards.
Second one up and in also.
Also looks good.
Yep, nice free throw performance by Nick Snyder. Whittemore with 1:12 left needs to put a little hustle in their step. Brady Oliver works it right up top, goes through the paint, tries to do it himself, fires it up, no foul, but he makes the bucket. Nice, nice play by Brady Oliver.
Good take to the hole. That's what he needs to do.
Well, he's got to take this team and put him on his back right now is what he needs to do. 22-17, 50 seconds left till halftime. Ullman tries to get it down low. They pop it back up top. Woodward, wide open three, won't go. Off the rail. Great rebound again, though. Blocked, though. Nice rebound by Schneider, and it gets blocked. And they pull it down again.
Yeah, they'll hold for one here, it looks like.
Yeah. Drayton Williams with another good rebound. 26 seconds still left. Woodward walks into the paint. 5-second violation. It'll go this way, Coach. Coach Poland not happy, but he kind of has to swallow it.
Yeah,
it looked like it
was,
to me, too.
Well, I think he was trying to take a timeout, I think is what he's upset about. I think the call was correct, but I think he was trying to get a timeout as here comes Whittemore needing a bucket.
Yeah, they could use one here with 16 left. Oliver drives the lane again, comes right in and gets his own rebound, fires up a two-pointer, won't go. Another rebound, though, for Dylan Donaghy. Donaghy's won't go. And finally, the Oscoda Owls pull down the basket, and we'll have a score. It was 15-13 at the end of one. It's 22-17 at halftime. You stick around, listen to This Week in the MHSAA, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes with you on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, glad you joined us tonight. We got a barn burner here from the Brave Cave. The Whittemore Prescott Cardinals trailing by five at halftime to the Oscoda Owls, 22-17. What did you see in that first half, Jeff?
Well, you know, I really felt like both teams a little bit stagnant on the offensive end. I mean, thus we've got a 22-17 ball game. But, you know, this is really where Oscoda wants this game to be points-wise. You know, they didn't want to get into a track meet with Whittemore, and they haven't. My biggest takeaway from that first half, though, was simply the fact that, you know, with Miles out and McNichol out with foul trouble, they were not only able to, you know, keep the game close, but are actually able to go into halftime with the lead. You know, on the Whittemore side, really feel like Oliver's got to continue to be aggressive. You know, we talked about Ashton Hunt in the pregame. You know, Ashton Hunt didn't have a point in the first half. So, you know, if it wasn't for a couple of long-range high-arcing bombs by LaFranca, Whittemore would be in big, big trouble right now. So I want to see Whittemore get up, you know, get the ball moving, and, you know, both teams need to take a little bit better care of the basketball.
Well, we'll start off here our third quarter at half court. Got some scores to pass along for you on our first break. Whittemore inbounds as Brady Oliver will run the show. Gets it down in the corner for a look. Three-pointer.
There we go.
And that'll go.
That's what we talked about.
It's a big basket for Ashton Hunt coming out of halftime. And they're back with the full court pressure and turn it over. Nice bounce pass. Ashton Hunt starts it out by scoring twice in a row, and now the pressure's back. Maybe a third turnover. Yes, it is. And another bucket. Whittemore Prescott three times in a row. Have turned it over. One, two, three. Coach Poland calls timeout. We'll take one with him. On 103.3, your power station for sport. Jeffrey, what a start to our second half here as Whittemore erases their deficit and now has a one-point lead, 23-22.
Yeah, it was just like we were in the halftime speech. They came out, went back to the full court press. Ashton Hunt with a couple of quick buckets, and don't look now, but here comes Whittemore.
Three straight turnovers. The Owls are trying to settle in. Miles to Woodward. Woodward turns it over again. Right back the other way. Brady Oliver takes it to the rim, and that's going to count. and it's going to be an opportunity for a three-point play.
Really good body control by Oliver, taking it to the bucket. Kind of leaned in just a little bit.
Just enough to draw the
just
contact.
Just enough to draw that contact. Beautiful play.
And he'll try to cap off this three-point play. And like you said, best athlete on the court probably tonight. Up and short and hauled down by Sprague for the rebound. So Oscoda will go after it again. Sprague gets it to Woodward. Woodward looks for Miles up top. 6:53, the time in our third quarter, 25-22. Whittemore on top now. Ball poked out from Woodward by Oliver. Gets it over to Miles. Michael Miles will set up way out by the logo, being guarded by Ashton Hunt. Hunt follows him into the timeline, and once again they turn it over again.
And Whittemore's going to turn it right back over again.
Yep, they carried it. But that's the fifth turnover already, Jeff, by Oscoda in this quarter.
Fifth turnover and an 8-0 run right now for Whittemore coming right out of the half and turned that five-point deficit into a three-point lead in a big old hurry.
And points have been at a premium, so it's not easy to get points in this game. Oscoda inbounds. They get it down to Nick Snyder. Snyder cross-court. Gets it to Miles. Miles will work on Ashton Hunt up top out by the logo. Once again, quick hands. Ashton Hunt pokes it away. It'll stay with Oscoda, but you can see the frustration on Michael Miles right now.
Yeah, you really can. And, you know, give a lot of credit to Ashton Hunt right now defensively. Oliver, Brady Oliver as well, really picking up the intensity out front. So, interesting.
Jaden
situation
Allman.
That went on there, yeah. They were fighting Jaden, over who was going to take it out, I guess.
Jaden Allman will throw it in to Nick Snyder. Snyder was wanting to throw it in. And they all get it back into the hands of Michael Miles. Good pick. Miles works over in the corner, gets it underneath. Turnaround jumper and won't go. Nice rebound, though. Really, really good rebound by Connor McNichol.
Yeah, good body control as well. He went up over the top, but no foul and put it
three
back
bomb.
In.
Won't go off the short iron. Oscoda rebounded it. Miles did, then turned it right over. Another three bomb for Whittemore. Count it. William LaFranca knocks one down.
Making it rain, LaFranca from way downtown.
Ball on a quick, fast break. Oscoda tried to get it inside. Went off of Whittemore mitt. And it'll stay with Oscoda.
And
underneath.
Almost another turnover. They barely avoided a fifth straight turnover right there.
Oscoda fires it all the way up top. Boy, oh boy.
If he
if
turns
Brady
around,
Oliver would have had his hands in the
oh,
air.
Oh, look at the hands by Oliver.
And then
he's
grabbed him,
the
so there's going to be a foul, too.
Great defensive play.
Yep. Excellent defensive play. Nick Snyder had to do that, or it was uncontested
been a,
to the rim.
Would have been a breakaway layup. And. Yeah, they're really, really struggling right now up front.
Yep.
James Woodward checks back.
He's going to put Woodward back in the game here.
Which I agree with.
Well, that's three fouls on Snyder, so.
Brady Oliver works it around the top of the circle. They kick it over to the side. LaFranca gets it back to Oliver. Oliver calls the play. LaFranca will throw a three bomb up. Count it. William LaFranca on fire. He's the leading scorer for Whittemore right now.
Yep.
And
that's okay. Hey, yep. I'll take that. Yep. You know, Coach Lumison, he's like, okay. And that was an aggressive foul. You know, just went to go after it. He's going to pick up the foul, but that's one that you'll accept if you're
heck yeah, first foul on the floor.
Absolutely.
Third foul, though, on Dylan Cockrell, so. Cockrell will come out. Dylan Broughton will go back in. The Dillons will switch for each other. And Oscoda will inbound with 5:02 left in the third.
Oh, and they're going to get, oh, my, that one hurts. That's going to be on McNichol, and that's going to be his third offensive foul setting a screen. And, oh, 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. That's three fouls on McNichol.
Right. And Coach Poland is just kind of standing by watching this all go on, kind of without anything he's able to do right now.
Well, and what do you when do you take him out as Hunt tries to get one off, partially blocked, rebound by the Cardinals. and turned over to Oscoda. Here come the Owls.
Yeah, that wasn't a good shot. Was well short. Miles back the other way. Ashton Hunt pokes at it once. Miles drives. Going to get a pushing foul. Looks like that's going to be on number three. Oh, no, it's going to be on 11.
That's going to be on
Ashton Hunt. That's his first. And again, you know, an aggressive foul. Coach Lomas is not going to be upset about that.
No, just got to know where you're at on the floor. And definitely a different Cardinal team here coming out of the half as another
giveaway.
Another turnover. Really, really good hands right there, though, by number five. That's Ayalo.
Little attempted jumper. Walked it back into the paint. They work it around back up top. Ashton Hunt will shoot it. That's going to be short. And Miles couldn't control it. He'll tip it out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Cardinals underneath the glass.
31-24 here. A really nice start to this second half as wide open underneath is Ashton Hunt.
What a great play.
And you can count that as the Cardinals are now up nine as another turnover and one. As great hands by Ayalo. He picked it off on the inbound right underneath the bucket, went up, got one, and don't look now, but the Cardinals are up 35-24, going to the line with the opportunity to at a 12-point lead.
4:09 left here in the third.
This was a 22-17 game at the half. It's now 35-24 as can't convert the three-point play, and here comes Oscoda.
Good rebound there by the Owls. Miles working on Hunt. Up top by the logo, almost another giveaway. Gage Woodward settles it down, gets it back to Miles. Good defense, a little bit of a bump by Brady Oliver as he tried to use the out of bounds as a second defender, but he got the hips.
Yeah, a little bit of a hip. That one's one that
his second.
Necessarily get called in the first half here, but they're playing it a little closer to the vest here in the second half. The officials are.
Inbounds comes to Miles, works on Hunt. They poke it out of his hands. Fortunately, Miles didn't touch it, and it'll stay with Oscoda. Right in front of the Oscoda bench and in front of Coach Poland. And he doesn't look happy currently.
No, he does not look very happy right now. They need a bucket in the worst way.
They inbound all the way up top. Woodward hands it to Miles again. Down to Woodward, top of the circle, works it underneath, gets it
good
to Sprague. And Thad Sprague continues having himself a game.
Good pass
as he picks
as well.
Up 2 points for the Owls.
That was Thad Sprague.
Brady Oliver gets it to Hunt. He'll shoot it way short. And the rebound will come down, and that's snagged by Woodward. And then as Brady Oliver tried to pick it off from him, he reached in and fouled, so it's going to be Oscoda ball. Brady Oliver picks up his third foul with 3:12 left here. So some changes for Coach Lomason. LaFranca comes out. Oliver comes out. Mark Howie goes in. And so does Aiden Muscati down low. Layup attempt.
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul on Oscoda.
Yep.
As he went to the rim and just ran over Logan Aiello.
Offensive foul against Michael Miles.
And third. Judging by the way the fouls are coming right now, Jeff, there's going to be bonus again in this second half as well.
And that's the third foul right there as well. And, you look up at the scoreboard. And you've got three fouls on Woodward, you've got three on McNichol, and you've also got three on, as there's a turnover, here comes Miles going the other way, and he'll lay it in and get one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad foul.
It is.
He had the breakaway, you got to let him go.
Yep. That's the kind of injuries happen on a lot of times, too, but Michael Miles just stood his ground, made the layup, and he'll go for the old-fashioned here and try to pull Oscoda within six here with this free throw. Won't go. Nice rebound by Sprague, and then he dribbled it off his foot. He's had a really good night. He's playing tough. I don't think he's been out much at all.
No, he really hasn't. He's been one of the few players that have been able to stick in there and haven't gotten themselves into foul trouble. So
Oscoda light pressure in a 2-2-1.
Yeah, they're going to trap him at the half court, and they're going to almost get the turnover.
Too many passes in the paint. They kick it back out to Howie. Howie gets it up top to Hunt. Back to Howie to Hunt. Over to Aiden Muscati. Muscati carries the ball. And the official's going to tell him about it, and he doesn't like it. 35-28, 2:30 to go in our third.
Not one you see a call a whole lot, but it was the correct call.
Nick Schneider will inbounds to Miles. Miles will bring it over the timeline and begin working on Ashton Hunt. Miles. Everybody on the Owls down deep. Woodward kicks up top outside the circle. And turns it over.
Good
on
hands
a pass
by Scotty.
Connor McNichol.
Oh my. Oh. Looks like an over and back maybe, but no call. Coming
Muscati
the other way.
Hit.
Muscati with a big one.
Count that three ball for Aiden Muscati. His first points of the night. 10-point lead again by Whittemore. Miles works it to Woodward. To Sprague. And another turnover. Wait till I tell you the turnover stats, Jeff. It's unbelievable this
There's
half. Mark Howie. Mark Howie brings it down for Whittemore. Hands it off to Hunt. He'll go three ball. Won't go. Nice rebound. Hauled down by Gage Woodward. And then Oscoda turns it right back over.
Nice pass
to Howie. Oh, and he can't make the puppy. And now there's some pushing, shoving underneath. It's going to be Oscoda ball. 33 is who the foul's going to be on. So that's Dylan Broughton underneath. They got a little feisty.
I think they got the wrong number, though. I think that was Howie that was doing the pushing and shoving. And somehow they got Broughton on that foul. I'm not so sure. But
Oscoda gets it in.
Pressure here by the Cardinals as well.
In trouble again. They pass it cross back, and there's the giveaway.
Oh, my.
Big collision. No foul, though. Just gives him the ball underneath as Thad Sprague ran Aiden Muscati right over.
And that's it. Lovis is.
And now the other ref steps in.
Yeah,
we got a push.
I have never seen that happen. I don't know that I've ever seen that happen, Coach.
38-28, 1:10 left. Definitely humorous.
I don't know that I've ever seen
Whittemore
that.
Whittemore inbound. They get it into Howie. Howie gets it to Muscati. Muscati works into the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound comes down and stripped by Aiden Muscati, but he might have fouled in there, and he did on the elbow. So
they're going to get him. Well, I got to go back to that play because there was a foul that was missed, which is fine. They get missed. But after Lumison retrieved the ball, I think out of the hallway maybe, he came back in and there was a foul called. So I am not sure. That might be the most delayed foul I've ever seen, Kurt.
And now we're in the bonus, and the refs didn't catch that, so they bring it all the way down court now. And we're in the one-and-one situation. So Gage Woodward will go to the line to try to cut into this 10-point lead of the Cardinals with 1 minute left here in the third.
A couple of big buckets here. If he could cut it to under 10, you know, if they can, they really, I feel like they need to be within 5-6 points here going into the fourth quarter. But this has been a game of runs.
Makes the first one. I'd like to thank a few of our sponsors for tonight's game: D&M Supply of Omer, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Hale Insurance Agency, and Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview. Woodward puts the second one up. That won't go, but they haul down the rebound. And right back up and in on a nice board is Connor McNichol.
And a turnover
and then
by
a
the
turnover.
Cardinals. Here comes Oscoda. Miles The ball looks like he turns it over as well, and here come the Cardinals back the other way.
Good job not to travel. Another turnover for Oscoda. They bring it down into the paint. Shot won't go. Miles hauls the rebound down. Michael Miles heads back the other way, right through the paint. Shot won't go. Fouls on the floor, but that's still going to send him to the line because they're in the bonus.
Well, and quite a series of turnovers back there. Back and forth they go. So
Michael Miles will go to the line.
Coach Poland very, very adamant right now with official Kano down there, and they part ways and agree to disagree. At the line, Miles to cut into it some more. The seven-point lead, he makes it. We're down to six now with 30 seconds left here in our third quarter.
Big quarter runs right here, Kurt.
Absolutely. Miles waits for the pumpkin, puts it up, and he makes both of them.
And Michael's good for a pair.
And now we're off and going as Mark Howie brings the ball back the other way. 5-point lead. Another Whittemore turnover, and then another Oscoda turnover. But this time, Dylan Cockrell finishes it with a bucket. Miles with 8 seconds, looking to shoot it. Instead, he gets stripped. Ashton Hunt misses. Time to put it up, and they make it. At the buzzer, Dylan Cockrell. And Whittemore Prescott extends their lead. We're through three here at the Brave Cave. Our score, 42 Whittemore, 33 for the Owls. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM right after this. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, we're back here for the start of the fourth. Oscoda inbounds. Michael Myers puts up a shot, hauled down by Brady Oliver, and he heads right back the other way. 9-point lead right now. From the corner, a three won't go for Whittemore as LaFranca was off the front iron. Good rebound for Miles. Miles throws it down low.
Out of bounds, it'll stay.
It's going to stay Oscoda ball underneath. Coming into inbounds is Jaden Allman.
25-point quarter right there by Whittemore Prescott.
Nice inbound underneath. Sprague couldn't hang on to it.
And he dribbled it out of bounds.
And he dribbled it out of bounds, so another Oscoda Owl turnover.
Oliver back in the game for Whittemore. I think that's important. They were really struggling as they're going to go back to the half-court trap by Oscoda. Nicely done.
Gets it down low, which is a good look. They get it underneath. Can't get a shot off. Muscles his way. Oh, they're going to call a double dribble, by Dylan Cockrell. It looked like he was trapped and just trying to get his arms through to make a pass. Oscoda inbounds.
Whittemore trap,
stays with the trap. I don't know what that was, but stepped on the line. So another Oscoda turnover.
You still got any pen left down there?
No, I don't. I tell you what, when we do our recap after this fourth quarter, you'll be shocked. Three ball from the corner for Whittemore won't go.
Nice box out by Ayalo. He's going to get a foul on the Oscoda player over the back.
Yeah, it looks like we got a foul coming. The referee's trying to make his way out. 22 blue. So that'll go on Jaden Allman. And also send Logan Aiello to the free throw line. And this is where these free throws, you can just put this game away right now if you start making these. First one won't go, hits the top of the stanchion.
It'll be Oscoda's ball out of bounds.
It's going to go back.
Yeah. Just a one-on-one situation. So Oscoda will inbound. One Oscoda all way down court. A throw in that makes it to him. Cross court play and a nice keep and another turnover, and then they turn it right back over the other way. So turnovers are starting to rack up both ways. 42-33.
Yeah, this game's really going to come down to can somebody take control of the game. Nice dish inside to number 24. That is Sprague again, and he's going to get fouled. He'll go to the line. But, you know, Kurt, I feel like they really need to somebody's just got to take control of this basketball game and calm things down for one of these two ball clubs right now.
Logan Aiello picks up the foul there, his third. Sprague, first free throw, comes up short. I mean, these teams are playing for a date with the Braves on Wednesday night, 8 p.m., and we'll have that one for you right here on 103.3 as we're here all week with you this week. Sprague knocks the second one down. And that'll pull him 1 point closer. 8-point lead. Whittemore with the ball. Mark Howie, Brady Oliver, Aiello, Oliver. Nice look. Nice look. Nice look underneath the Cockrell. Cockrell makes the bunny.
Brady Oliver in the
10-point lead. And finally, Skoda jams it off a white player out of bounds, but referee Wiltsy comes in and he's going to call a foul first. A number 12.
On the arm.
Yeah, they missed the.
Dylan Cockrell, his fourth.
Oh, it was on Cockrell.
It wasn't on Cockrell.
And that is his fourth.
Yeah, it was not on. Excuse me, that was not on Cockrell. Cockrell was on the other end of the floor.
He was nowhere near.
Yeah, well, what?
Foul.
So what happened there was they
was on Logan Aiello.
Yeah, okay. So the official there got the two numbers confused. 21 is going to the line, and 5 is the one that fouled him. So, yeah, that was sent a little ripple through here, as that would have been the fifth foul on Cockrell. But they got it right, and Miles going to miss the first free throw, however. So they're going to have to make those, Kurt.
Also the fourth foul on Aiello, too, so a little bit of foul trouble both ways here right now with 6.5 minutes left in our fourth.
Well, the one thing is I think Whittemore can withstand a little more of these fouls right now than Oscoda. Oscoda's really struggled, and there's going to be a foul on Sprague coming over the back as the shot was missed. And so here comes Whittemore, and they'll come back down to the other end, and we'll shoot a 1-1 on the other side, as that's going to be the third foul as well. So looking across the Oscoda board there, you see that's three fouls on Woodward, three on McNichol, and three on Miles as well. So
Broughton will go to the line on the out-of-town scoreboard. 1 minute left over in Ogemaw, 52-46. Gladwin on top with 1 minute left in that one over there. Jeff, a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, a little bit. Ogemaw just kind of trying to get things back together a little bit with Hodgins coming back, and a little bit of a surprise there. I think there were some that thought that Ogemaw could give Standish a run there in that district with getting back as a shot was made, but that's a good call as number 33, Broughton, after he made the shot, the free throw, he stepped over the line, and they're going to give it back to Oscoda, no bucket.
They're certainly giving Oscoda the opportunities here. Oscoda will break the press, no problem this time. Woodward gets it down, pops it up top. Miles thought about the three, dribbles backwards out toward the logo. Gets it to Woodward just at the top of the circle. They wrap it around, down into the corner, three, won't go. Miles gets his own rebound all the way out to the side. Makes a move, pops for two inside, that won't go either. Sprague with a rebound. Nice bucket. So Miles got two rebounds there. Sprague pulled down the big one and put it back up to cut into this lead. Brady Oliver brings it back down and throws it away.
Slow down.
And now
got tipped.
Oh, boy. Coach Poland is upset. I didn't see it get tipped.
I didn't see it get tipped either, and I don't think. Yeah, I didn't see a change trajectory or anything. I don't know.
I thought that should have been Skoda basketball.
Yeah, I agree.
Broughton underneath gets it inbounds. LaFranca loses his dribble, turns it over. And then there's going to be a foul.
Yeah, foul. Looks like 21 again. That's going to be on Cockrell. Yeah, that's going to be his fourth, I believe.
Yeah.
Dylan Cockrell.
Yep, that's Cockrell with four now, and as well as Dylan Broughton. So both Dylans with four fouls, as we're going to get a fresh uniform, looks like, in the game here.
Yeah, Xander Colvin's going to come in, number 42. He's at the table. Miles makes the first one, which is, that's a change, because Oscoda hasn't been really steady on the line tonight, on the free throw line. Good to see him make one. Good to see him pull it within seven. Still time.
Lots of time in this game. You mentioned it, Kurt. Lots of time in this game.
We're glad you joined Jeff and I tonight on 103. We're enjoying bringing you the game, and we'll be here all week for you for the district. Brady Oliver kicks it around to the other side to Hunt. Sends it back up top to Franca. Hunt gets it down low. Broughton misses it. Nice rebound by Sprigg. Sprigg kicks it out. Now a fast break the other way.
Oh, great.
Chipped
hands
away.
By
great hands. Ashton Hunt. Little stop, pop, layup. On another Oscoda turnover.
That was huge for Whittemore.
And another one.
Here we go.
Hunt off the glass, won't go. Gets his own board. Nope. Miles will get the board and rush it down court. Makes a move, comes back in the paint, backhander to Sprigg, too far underneath. Rebound will eventually rattle into Ashton Hunt's hands. Into the corner for three, won't go for LaFranca. And it'll be Oscoda ball, 46-38, 8 points. 4 minutes and 36 seconds left here.
And a
timeout, Oscoda.
We'll take one with them. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM after this. I want to remind you, this game is brought to you in part by Oscoda Area Schools, a local school of choice and proud sponsor of high school sports. Learn more at oscodaschools.org. Also, tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, Holstein Butcher Block of Whittemore, Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda, and East Tawas. I'd like to thank them for sending us a pie tonight and some cheesy bread. Irisa of Tawas City, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, and the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore. So Sprague looks to inbound. Pressure still from the Cardinals. Gets it in, gets it tied up into Nick Schneider's hand. Schneider moves it to Allman, cross-court pass. Miles somehow brings it down and gets it over the timeline. There's been nothing smooth about them breaking the press tonight.
No, absolutely not.
Oscoda works it around, gets it to Miles in the corner. He'll pump and then go.
Really nice pump.
And you can count that.
Beautiful.
41-46 is Miles. This would be a good time for him to get hot with the three ball.
Yep, trying to keep him in the game for sure.
Almost an over and back again on Whittemore. Down low. Two-pointer won't go, but the rebound pops all the way out, and Hunt will grab a hold of it.
It's a good job of settling it down right there by Ashton Hunt.
Yeah, Whittemore needs to be in no hurry right now. Brady Oliver back up top to Hunt. Top to Broughton, over to Oliver. He shoots way short. They're going to call it.
Yep,
and
they're going
to get three points. It's going to be a three-point foul, and Brady Oliver will go to the line to shoot three.
Yeah, that really wasn't necessary. He must have got him down low with the body. He came out. He got his hands up in the air to try to contest the three and got into him with the body. He bailed him out because that shot was well short.
Nick Snyder's one that created that foul, and maybe it'll be a good one here, Jeff, as Oliver misses the first one.
Yeah, we'll see. He needs to stay hot for the Cardinals and finish this one out.
Makes the second of three. Increases the lead to six.
That's eight now for Oliver. He's had a nice game. He's really stayed under control. But been aggressive to the hole tonight, and I appreciate seeing that.
Second one won't go. Whittemore rebound and another miss. Xander Colvin picks up his first board of the night. And now Miles will go to work the other way along with Woodward with 3:28 left. They get it down to Miles in the corner for three. Long. Long and off the fingertips of Brady Oliver, so Oscoda will get it again.
You know, and as poorly at times as Oscoda has played in this basketball game, there's 3 minutes left and they're only down six.
Yeah, there's still time. Two possession game. What a nice pass.
Oh.
Bad finish by Sprague. Nothing you could do about that. Ashton Hunt back the other way. They're going to call that an offensive foul.
Offensive foul. That's a tough call.
It is.
That's a tough call, no matter what.
Ball on Brady Oliver.
Ashton Hunt went end-to-end,
yep.
Flipped it off to Brady Oliver. Oliver went up, and they called the charge on him. But then they steal it and turn it right back over to Skoda. Into the paint, Miles tries a really, really loose underhand finger roll.
But he's going to go back to
42.
The line with the opportunity here.
Yeah.
Yep, opportunity here to cut it to four potentially with a couple of free throws and still 3 minutes left
Michael
in this
Miles
game.
Fouls against Xander Colvin, his first. Miles knocks down the first one. Pull him within five. This one will get it to four if he can make it.
Looks really confident right now at that line. As that's 21 now for Michael Miles.
The other way, Whittemore Prescott, a little nervous with the ball. Get it to Broughton. Inside to Colvin, goes
nice
to the
move.
Rim. Makes a bucket. Well, that's a way to get your name on the score sheet, kid. Xander Colvin goes up, gets it, and he'll have a chance for a three-pointer here with 2:56 left. To give Whittemore a little seven-point cushion again.
Yeah, that's a big bucket underneath as they needed that. You could feel Oscoda, the momentum starting to swing a little bit, and that was a big bucket for Whittemore.
10 fouls each way, so we're in the double bonus the rest of the way, both ways. Colvin to make a three-point play won't go. Rebound hauled down by Gage Woodward. Oscoda methodically brings it over to timeline and hands it off to Miles. Michael Miles works on Ashton Hunt. Moves it around the floor to Jaden Allman, who puts it on the floor, and they turn it over. And then Whittemore comes right back and turns it over back to him. Never seen so many turnovers in a district game. Miles for three. Count that. Bingo bango, just like that. Oscoda's within three.
Don't look now, but it's 49-46, and Whittemore needs a timeout, and they'll take one.
Yep, Lomason takes a timeout. We'll take one, too. On 103.3, your power station for sports. We got a barn burner at the Brave Cave. 49 for Whittemore, 46 for Oscoda. It's going to come right down to the wire here. I'd like to thank a few more of our sponsors for making tonight's game possible. Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 locations to serve you, Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City and Dean Arbor Ford Chevrolet of East Tawas. And don't forget, this game's also brought to you in part by Oscoda Area Schools, a local school of choice and proud sponsor of high school sports. So, Jeff, we got a humdinger here for opening night, the quarterfinals. Somebody's going to have to play Tawas Wednesday.
Yeah, well, and it's going to be who can hang on to the basketball and who can make free throws, I guarantee it.
Brady Oliver gets it over the timeline, gets it underneath, but tipped away. And they're saying that that's a turnover.
And there's your turnover. Here comes Oscoda.
Still in the press. The trap, full court. Long toss in. They're going to say number three was overly aggressive there. They're going to call a foul on him. And I don't know what number that is on LaFranca, but this is only a second.
On William LaFranca is second.
There are some guys sitting on some big fouls right now here with 2:12 left,
still
too, Jeff.
Yeah, there really are. But, you know, Oscoda's found a way to keep those guys that were in trouble early. They only have three fouls. Actually, Whittemore's got more guys now with four than what Oscoda does. So
Drayton Williams goes to the line, misses the first one. And again, those are big. That could have cut it to two.
Free throws and turnovers, my friend.
Drayton Williams will get a second shot at it. Up. Nope, off the back iron. Nice rebound, still won't go. And finally, Whittemore hauls it down, and there's going to be a foul then on a frustrated Drayton Williams.
Yeah, two really good looks for Oscoda, and they couldn't make it happen.
Drayton Williams.
Turn around, and we're going to have fouls at the other end.
Yep. Ashton Hunt finally hauled down that rebound. Connor McNichol had the chance. He got the first rebound, went back up and missed what I would call a puppy. And now Whittemore will have a chance to increase this three-point lead with 2:08 left here in our game. Misses the first one. So as doors open, doors stay wide open.
Yeah, they really are. Whittemore has had a lot of opportunity, it seems like, to put this game away and haven't been able to do it.
Drayton Williams comes off. Sprague goes back in. Second attempt for Hunt. Gets the shooter's roll. They pick up 1 point. It's a four-point game. Oscoda inbounds. They get it in. They do not turn it over, but, boy, they came close, Jeff.
Yeah, they really did. That pressure all night has given Oscoda absolute fits without their starting point guard.
Yeah. Ball in, and there's a turnover. Didn't take long. Whittemore will get it over the timeline now, and Brady Oliver will slow it down. Sprague. Yeah. Sprague out on him aggressively, and there's a foul on Sprague. Yeah, and he, that's his fifth.
That's going to be his fifth, and he's played a good game tonight.
Yeah,
really
great game. Excellent game tonight, Thad Sprague. And they'll send Drayton Williams back in. But of all people to go to the line, Brady Oliver's probably not the guy you wanted to be that aggressive on at this point of the game. But
yeah, he's got a nice looking shot. He's got to get it over the rim. He has trouble sometimes a little bit flat. Get up on those toes, Brady.
First one goes in like butter. That'll make it a five-point lead, 51-46 with 1:51 left. Two-possession game right now. And it's going to be 2 3-pointers to do that. On the inbounds, another turnover.
And a timeout.
Yep.
Really nice play by Brady Oliver. Jumping in the passing lane, steals it, and timeout.
We're going to stay right here with you during this timeout.
52-46, Whittemore Prescott, and they're going to have possession of the ball. Good timeout as Coach Lumison went screaming down there when Brady got himself trapped after making the steal. So they'll keep possession of it. And I don't know, Kurt, is it going to be foul time or
I think
wait for a steal?
I think it has to be. I mean,
go for the quick steal. Really, if they don't get it, send them to the line, try to extend the game.
Yeah, you got it. What I call the four-second rule. You got to try to steal it the first 4 seconds. And as long of a week as I have, you got the girls' regional tomorrow,
right?
That's
right, yeah. Looking forward to that, heading up to Gaylord and checking out a girls' regional. So, all right, Whittemore, first thing, got to get it inbounds, and they do.
And they get it all the way up to the top to Brady Oliver, who should not be in any hurry. Oliver being guarded by Miles.
Good defense by Miles.
Hands it off to Ashton.
Oh, and Hunt
almost
traveled,
a travel.
And there's the steal.
Stolen by the Oscoda Owls.
Oh, and Brady Oliver, look at that hustle.
Yeah.
Oh, great hustle by Oliver right there to get in the passing lane and just about got the turnover right back. But 1:27 left. Oscoda's going to maintain possession.
Yeah. One thing I can tell you is they're eating up valuable time on this clock right now, trying to get this ball in and over the timeline every time.
Keeping it in the backcourt, absolutely. As they got some sort of substance on the floor, so there's going to be a little bit of
looks
a
like
lull in the action. So.
Here, Coach, you want to use my warm-up?
Yep, that's what they're thinking. Well, there we go.
Coach Poland got a towel out of his own bag. Now, I tell you what, there's a guy that doesn't get paid enough right there. Coach Poland.
That's right.
Gets it out of his own bag, and he's mopping the floor here.
Well, I think Oscoda doesn't necessarily need a three here, but if they're going to get two, they got to go right to the bucket. So
absolutely.
I think Miles has got to be your guy, doesn't he?
Yeah. Kurt. And they can, you know, there's not, what's wrong with a two and maybe a foul on your
two
way
two and
ahead.
A quick foul, that's right. But they got to get it up the floor, and you need to, a little bit bigger hurry, Kurt. They're a little bit slow bringing it up.
Gage Woodward with the ball, working on Brady Oliver. Oliver giving him no room. Woodward gives up his dribble.
Oh, great defense by Oliver, and they get the turnover. LaFranca with the turnover. They're going to have to foul here, Kurt.
And then he turns and gives it away and catches back up.
Oscoda somehow out of the scrum. They're going to come up with it. Step
Miles
back three for Miles. It's going to be way short.
Yep, way short, and it's going to be Whittemore ball.
And it's going to be turned over. Whittemore basketball with under a minute, 55 and some change left. 6-point game, so Oscoda needs to go for a quick turnover. If they don't get the turnover, they're going to need to look to foul as they're going to bring everybody up on the other side of half court. They let Oliver get it in.
Oliver gets it over to timeline, and now he'll slow it down. Kicks it out into the top middle to Cockrell.
Too much time.
And then over to Hunt, and then back to Cockrell. And then up to Oliver. And then he throws it away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for no apparent reason, Brady Oliver threw it into the timers table.
Absolutely no reason right there. All he had to do was put it under his arm and hold it.
And what was amazing was Oscoda wasn't coming out to grab a foul on that.
They weren't coming out to grab a foul on it, and he just threw it away with 36 seconds left. Well, this is a possession right here. Oscoda has to get a score here. Some kind of a bucket.
Yep, two or three they needed here.
They got to have a bucket.
Inbounds to Gage Woodward. Steps over to timeline, working on Brady Oliver. 30 on the clock and moving. Woodward gets it to Miles for three.
That's a good look.
Won't go. Rebound. Comes down and picked up by Cockrell. And now Whittemore Prescott will bring it up to the timeline and get it over. And Miles.
I'm going to have to foul.
Yeah, Miles takes one for the team and reaches in and takes a foul with 16 seconds left. And kind of too much, too little, too late at this point now, Jeff.
Yeah, and they can start to look at one here will ice it for sure. This would make it a three-possession game. He'll get a pair.
Brady Oliver makes the first.
Should do it.
Well, you said it before the game that you had a feeling, and you were right.
Just had a feeling, and it was just having watched the teams play as Oliver's going to make another one.
Made them both. So they're not guarding Oscoda now. The clock running. Miles works it down, throws up a three ball, short. Rebound underneath for number 10. Drayton Williams, another shot, another rebound.
And
finally the ball goes out of bounds underneath.
Less than a second to go. 54-46. Looks like it's going to be your final as Oscoda's going to have it under the basket, but unless they got an 8-point play, you can start the bus.
Yeah, won't go. Final shot for Michael Miles. So 54 for the Cardinals, 46 for the Owls. We'll be back after this to give you the stats and tell you where we're going to be the rest of the week on 103.3 Hits FM.